Armstrong and Getty is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics, serving Reading for over 45 years.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Morgan Stanley says, well, first of all, they make the point that recession is usually brought on by a tax raise, and that's exactly what tariffs are. They said we would see the global economy entering recession in 3 quarters. Perfect timing, I say. I mean, I've been rooting for a recession. Sean Hannity says I'm evil for that, and I'm bringing it on. Sean, if you're watching, I'm not a genie. I can't make it happen. I'm just wishing it. If it happens, it'll be because of your Lord and Savior, Donald J. Trump.
So Bill Maher on his show Friday night said he's rooting for a recession, and a bunch of his guests were flabbergasted by that, including some of his lefty guests. Dude, people lose jobs and houses and stuff in recessions. I don't care.
Is one of those people Donald Trump? I think would be his response.
Well, yeah. That's I would also like to point out, I personally know people that hated Obama and were rooting for a recession when he was president. So, I never will root for a recession, no matter who's president. I don't want that. I do not want that. I do not want a recession. But anyway, Bill Maher rooting for a recession, and that was Friday night. That was before the inversion hit today. An inversion is when investors want more in return for short-term government bonds than long-term bonds. That has happened 9 times before a recession going back to 1955. All 9 recessions going back to 1955. An inversion happened beforehand. It's worth pointing out in the most recent one, though, the inversion hit in December 2005, 2 years before the recession hit.
Okay.
2 years. And that recession was the whole housing meltdown thing. So
yeah,
how many years do you get before you get to say that was before the recession? There will be another recession. So the fact that, I don't know, I had spaghetti last night. Every time I've had spaghetti, and there ends up being a recession.
Revealing.
Well, I just don't know if this, but the media is so excited about this story today and reporting it so much, the stock market's going down, I think we're going to cause a recession.
So I found this from a reporter for The Economist. Yield curve inversions appear to only be predictive in America. Our analysis fields in that 16 other rich countries, data as far back as 1960, 51 of 95 recessions were not preceded by inversions during the previous 2 years, and there were 63 false alarms as well.
There you go. That's worth knowing.
Wow. Okay.
And I would say 2 years before a recession. I'm not sure how much that means anyway.
Yeah. You know, the other thing that bothered me about that Bill Maher clip is him talking about tariffs and being against tariffs. And, of course, tariffs are damaging. It's not tariffs as a policy. It's tariffs as a weapon in a technology dispute. I heard one business analysts say it's not really a trade war with China. It's a technology war. They're thieving of technology and intellectual property and the rest of it. They're strong-arming anybody who tries to do business in the company. We need them to stop doing that. And the tool we're using is tariffs. It's not like there's some great, you know, policy that our economy is now going to depend on tariffs. That's just disingenuous.
And everybody agrees, right and left, that they've been getting away with it for way too long.
Right.
And
including Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi.
And if you've got who are for the president? Remember Schumer?
Right.
Schumer tweeted at the president, "Stay strong,
right.
Hold the line." But if you've got a better tool, go ahead and call the president. What would be the better way to deal with this? That's what's left out of the conversation regularly.
Right. Well, but again, if I'm litigating one side of something, I'm not going to point out, on the other hand, you know, Bernie Sanders' plan is better. I'm not going to bother. So he just wants Trump out. He wants Republicans out. So he's going to cast it in as poor a light as he can. Now,
I understand the argument that Bill Maher's making, and I don't know how many the Trump haters would agree with him, but, man, a gazillionaire rooting for a recession so you get a different president, I would think that'd rub a lot of people the wrong way.
It should.
Well, you don't care that there'll be a recession. it's going to change my life maybe forever, but you don't care.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. It's incredibly elitist. What was I going to say? There's another aspect of this. Trump. Oh, you know, Donald J., as usual, is... I wish he'd handled it a little differently, implying that China's paying all these dollars into the coffers of the United States government when it's, you know, a combination. Everybody takes a haircut if there's a tariff, including the consumer. Everybody pays a little more for the goods, and that's true. And people are kind of mad at him for misleading or being less than honest about that aspect of it. But still, you got to do something about China eventually. If you want more bad news, apparently the more signs point to a softer housing market.
Joe's trying to bring about a recession.
I don't. But again, I'm looking at this article, and just 12% of adults say they plan to buy a home in the next year. If they'd asked you, what percentage of adults do you think are going to buy a different house, are going to buy a house this year?
I wouldn't think it'd be very many.
Yeah,
something you only do a couple of times in your life.
That's down from 14% in 2018, Jack. I wonder what the margin of error is, margin for error. Which do you prefer? Because it's down 2%. It is a rare, rare poll indeed that doesn't have a margin of error of 2 to 4%.
Right.
So this might be a complete non-story. It's on CNBC.
So I got a good story here for you about social media and how hard it is to get your kids off of it.
Is it good?
It's good.
Okay.
Show you where we are.
Oh, and then let's all listen to Cardi B interview Bernie Sanders later on.
So,
sure, that's enlightening.
Don't get hung up on the beginning of this story.
Trump!
Don't get hung up on the beginning of this story and whether or not you think this was correct parenting. Don't get hung up on that part.
Okay.
And stick around till the end because it's worth it for the payoff. But so this 15-year-old girl was cooking in the kitchen and accidentally started a fire, and her mom disciplined her for not paying attention by taking away her... her being on her smartphone.
Good parenting or bad parenting? We'll take your calls. Call now. React to me.
Disciplined her for 2 weeks after she got distracted and caused the fire. She took away all her tech so that she would pay more attention to her surroundings.
Nice. I like it. But I'm not hung up on that.
So the girl says, I was mortified. I was worried I would be bored all summer. Twitter passes the time for me. God, that's not the way you want to pass your time,
social media. Oh, golly.
That is not the way you want to while away the hours.
Oh, boy.
Every study shows that makes you less happy, whether you're a child or an adult.
Read Brave New World. People are just given drugs that make you feel pleasant to keep them complacent. There's no need to create. There's no need to resist or form ideas. You're just always kind of placid.
So I want to get the progress of this in right there, Sean. So what goes from, what's next after her smartphone and computer?
So when the smartphone is taken away, she has a Nintendo DS, which is your handheld portable gaming console thing, and she found a way to tweet from that.
Oh, boy.
Which is just awesome.
At which point her mother, still having access to the child's smartphone, apparently monitoring her daughter's Twitter feed, sees, oh, she's made another post. So she reposts, okay, I'm taking away the Nintendo DS2. Now that's gone.
Ouch. This is like the trade war with China, tit for tat measures.
And the kid's very unhappy. And then this tweet comes out. I don't know if this is going to tweet, but my mom confiscated all of my electronics, and this tweet went out from their LG smart refrigerator.
Oh, wait a minute. Wow.
She tweeted from their fridge.
What the what? How do you... How could you...
That's why hilarious.
Would you...
I got your computer, then your phone, then your Nintendo. Now I got to get the refrigerator out of here and the toaster, and you're probably tweeting from the dash of our car, so I got to get that out of here.
And Twitter has the thing where it shows you if you tweeted from an iPhone or an Android. So on the bottom of these tweet receipts is an LG smart fridge.
Wow.
And it's the Nintendo DS. So this isn't self-reporting of her saying she's doing this.
All right, it's easy. What you do is you take the ice cube tray and you tap the frozen ham three times. That gets you on to Twitter.
Then you move the setting to crushed ice.
Exactly. Fill a cup with crushed ice. Put it in the fridge half. That'll open your account. What? That's hilarious. I tell you what. What's funny about this is, and we've made the point.
If you want to post a picture, you have to open the CRISPR.
That necessity is the mother of invention, and boredom is the mother of creativity. And we've eliminated those, and it's a terrible, cruel thing we've done to the children. This little gal is so intent on posting to Twitter, which, you know, there are better things to be worried about, but she's been forced to be creative, understand other technologies. It's almost like an Aesop's fable or something.
The part that bothered me, and this is for my future kids, is they're not into this stuff yet, but she was worried about losing her mutuals, accounts she follows that follow her back on Twitter, which I don't even know what that means.
Oh, boy.
But I guess you follow people and they follow you and you all tweet at each other and stuff like that and you fall behind. I've heard young people talking about falling behind on their, you're not keeping
right.
up.
Or you get rewards for doing something a certain number of days in a row. Rewards. Look, you're up to 417 days. And that becomes its own satisfaction, even though the activity has no satisfaction. You just want that number to grow. It's a great example of the tech companies and how they've understood some of the more pathetic aspects of neuroscience. We just want that shot of endorphins for saying, wow, I hit 500! 500 what? 500 days in a row of being on some platform that makes you miserable. Congratulations. but like sheep, we just, and we get in line and we kowtow to it. There are very few things I do online, but I've noticed all of them. I've gone way overboard in giving you rewards for doing whatever. Of course I did whatever. That's what I'm here to do. I don't need a reward to do what I intended to do. But, again, we're as science has leapt forward in understanding the brain, the genome, and the rest of it, it's also given tools to those that would exploit us and put us in pens.
Then she Snapchat from the smart light bulb in the porch light fixture.
She took selfies from the blender.
There's just no stopping her. Got a poll. Does anybody want that? No, probably not. I'm sorry I brought it up.
No, I'm off to post to Facebook with my hairdryer.
We should slam that poll.
Americans are slow to wake up. Yeah. Once we do wake up, we slam it like nobody's business. Slam it. Slam it.
Yes.
So, Mr. President,
yes.
If you're listening.
Yes, slam it.
Maybe the latest poll, certainly what's going on in China, a variety of things.
Armstrong and Getty.
Attention military service members. If you use dual-sided combat arms earplugs during active duty between 2003 and 2015 and then suffered tinnitus, ringing in ears, hearing loss, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Contact Thomas J. Henry for a free and confidential consultation. Call 866-325-1696 today. That's 866-325-1696. Call Thomas J. Henry now and get the money you deserve. That's 866-325-1696. Principal office in San Antonio, Texas.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's Heidi Summers, health and wellness expert with your local health update. I get so many emails and calls about CBD, the incredible oil from the hemp plant that's being used to provide relief to millions for joint discomfort, inflammation, and nagging injuries. It's the most talked about alternative health breakthrough in years. The CBD product I always recommend comes from CBD Labs, the gold standard of CBD. CBD Labs oil goes to work fast to relieve your discomfort and deliver the results one thought nearly impossible without a prescription. This powerful oil is not marijuana and contains no THC, the ingredient that gets you high. Oh yeah, CBD Labs oil has also been used to help thousands get a great night's sleep. Don't be fooled by all the imitators. Call now and find out how to get a free bottle while supplies last.
To find out how to get your bottle of CBD Labs CBD oil, call 800-605-2712. That's 800-605-2712. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now, 800-605-2712. 800-605-2712.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients. Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
To me, when I look at Twitter, I think, never have lives less lived been more chronicled.
That is really good. That's Dennis Miller on the new David Spade show. Never have lives less lived been more chronicled.
Wow.
Than with Twitter. And that's true. The reason the Diary of Samuel Pepys from 1660, I believe.
Wow.
I've read parts of it. The reason it's such a classic of literature is it was a really into the minutia daily life from the 1600s in London.
Oh, that's amazing.
As he kept his diary every single day. I mean, like, you know, I went and did this and went and ate that and talked to my wife and did laundry and blah, blah, blah. But now, you don't just have one guy who did that. You've got practically everybody with
every moment.
Every moment of their life, everything they ate, everything they did.
Yeah.
Will that be of any interest in somebody 400 years from now? I don't know.
So the old Sam Pepys book, is that got a lot of weird spellings and extra E's and S's that look like F's and stuff? And
No, but I've tried to read it several times. I've never made it very far.
Huh.
I remember having to read it in high school. Yeah, I think that was the problem.
Yeah.
Ellen Burke.
Somebody recounting every detail of their day is dull. Yeah. Any leeches on the feet, or and then there was a beheading, you know, that sort of thing.
So you wanted to hear? Oh, there's two things. I want to catch up on all these different things.
Do the first thing first. We'll do the other thing second.
The first thing first?
We'll hold off on Cardi B. Is it good? Is it great?
I wanted to mention this.
It's mediocre.
The warden from the jail where Epstein hung himself has been reassigned.
Temporarily reassigned. The hammer has come down. He has been temporarily reassigned.
And two of the guards have been suspended.
They are on leave, Jack. They are on leave.
I'm sure collecting their salary.
Yes. And they are on administrative leave.
And they will either get their exact same jobs back or similar jobs somewhere else.
The guards that fell asleep? Yeah. Those guards? Okay.
Yeah.
Harsh.
Taking a nap.
The VA is saying, wow, that's tough measures.
Because that's what happens in government work. You just keep your job and then you can retire with your pension and your health care, because that's the way it works. So be cynical about that. You should. You should be cynical about that.
Erg.
I don't understand how these two names are in the same sentence. Does this give away what's about to happen here? Why the names Cardi B and Bernie Sanders are in the same sentence? I don't know what's happening here.
No, she's interviewing him.
Oh, okay. Why is she interviewing him?
Well, because she is a former stripper hooker robber who has crafted a couple of enjoyable pop songs. So now she is an authority on politics, the economy,
stripper hooker robber, law
and order in America, and our nation's politics. Let's enjoy a little bit.
Hey, what are we going to do about wages?
Good.
In America. Like, for example, like me as a New Yorker, not now, but, you know, when I was not famous, I just felt like no matter how many jobs I get, I wasn't able to get to make ends. Like, I wasn't able to pay my rent, get transportation, and eat.
That is an excellent and important question. Because right now, we have tens of millions of people who are earning what I consider to be starvation wages. Can you imagine somebody today earning $9 an hour?
They're earning starvation wages.
How do you pay your rent?
Pumping disco music in the background.
How do you pay for transportation?
Right.
You can't. And if you have a child.
Yes. And my thing is that, you know, certain people like to brag that there is more jobs now in America. But it's like, yeah, there's an increase of jobs given. But what are they paying?
Right.
And these jobs, they're practically paying nothing.
You got it. That is exactly the issue. So you can get a job, but maybe you're going to have to work for two or three jobs.
Exactly.
Legislation that I've introduced, which was passed in the House recently, U.S. House, would raise that minimum wage to $15 an hour. And what we also have to do is make it easier for workers to join.
That's the Bernie Sanders eliminating jobs plan.
But they agree on, you know, some of those points, but you couldn't get two people with much different current lifestyles and past lifestyles, could you, than those two? Holy cow. I got some new information on CEO wages and employee wages. It's pretty interesting. What's coming up in your news, Marshall?
Well, the markets are tumbling and recession worries, but others say not to worry. China protesters mixing it up in the streets in Hong Kong yet again.
Yeah, I'm really worried that the media's enthusiasm for a recession is going to cause one.
Armstrong and Getty.
It's Heidi Summers, health and wellness expert with your local health update. I get so many emails and calls about CBD, the incredible oil from the hemp plant that's being used to provide relief to millions for joint discomfort, inflammation, and nagging injuries. It's the most talked about alternative health breakthrough in years. The CBD product I always recommend comes from CBD Labs, the gold standard of CBD. CBD Labs oil goes to work fast to relieve your discomfort and deliver the results one thought nearly impossible without a prescription. This powerful oil is not marijuana and contains no THC, the ingredient that gets you high. Oh yeah, CBD Labs oil has also been used to help thousands get a great night's sleep. Don't be fooled by all the imitators. Call now and find out how to get a free bottle while supplies last.
To get your free bottle of CBD Labs CBD oil, call 800-605-3136. That's 800-605-3136. Free bottles for limited time. Call now. 800-605-3136. 800-605-3136.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The Daily Mail, which can be a little sketchy, is reporting that Ghislaine Maxwell, who was the procurer of sex slaves for Epstein, is underage sex slave, is living in a mansion outside of Boston with a 43-year-old tech millionaire.
Huh.
And has been for years.
I'd be heading for the airport if I was her.
Yeah, if she hasn't found a way to get out of this country, you realize you're going to spend the rest of your life in prison, and should, because you're an evil, evil human being. But she'll be in prison the rest of her life. She's 57 years old.
Yeah. I wonder. That could be made up. They're just trying to get more clicks on the hot story.
Well, when the story went down, if she was still in the United States, it might not have been that easy to get out.
Well, is she... What's her status legally speaking? Has she been subpoenaed or ordered to appear or anything like that? That if she went to the airport, they'd say, whoa, 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 no,
I don't,
no, no.
I don't actually I don't know that. And she's got the kind of money where I would think she could get a private jet to fly her to whatever island and then go on from there.
Or does she? I don't know what source of cash she's living on these days.
Surely she had some access to Epstein's funds.
Right.
For getting women around the world. Yep. Women, girls, children. Let's get the news now with Marcia Phillips.
Now, meanwhile, we've been following the situation on Wall Street very, very closely today.
I think it is
time now to get a one-word market update from Positive Sean.
The market is unnerved.
Ooh. The Dow Jones Industrial Average continuing to slide, now down 650 points in trading on Wall Street. Fears of a recession.
Yeah. People are unnerved, but they're never nerved. Nothing's ever combobulated.
This is so annoying.
Nobody's ever gruntled. What is it with this language?
It's so annoying because of enough media outlets that are excited about a recession because they think it'll, you know, get Trump out of office. Talk about a recession, then people will put off buying a new car or this or that and cause a recession. God dang it. It's really maddening.
Hong Kong police are now firing tear gas at a group of pro-democracy protesters who are rallying outside a police station. The police, armed with shields and batons, marched down the streets carrying warning flags, firing tear gas as they advanced, but protesters have been scrambling with them anyway.
Now, the mainland Chinese police are basically military.
Correct.
But some of those Hong Kong police I was watching yesterday in the fights, they didn't look like they were any more excited to be there than anybody else.
Right. Right. Yeah, the Chinese have that paramilitary organization that's half an army, right, half a police force. That when they wade in, then you know it's the second half of the ball game.
All right, and talk about weighing in. We got satellite photos showing what appears to be at least 500 armored personnel carriers and other vehicles belonging to the China's People's Armed Police parked in a sports complex in what a lot of people are interpreting as a threat from Beijing that they're going to use increased force against the protesters that are carrying on their demonstrations across the border in Hong Kong.
There's an old saying in progressive politics, you've heard it before, never let a crisis go to waste. I'm telling you, Xi Jinping thought, look, we're going to get this extradition law passed. That's going to eliminate the independent judiciary. Then we can snatch up anybody who dissents, and that'll be some real progress. But then the people of Hong Kong, quite appropriately, went crazy. So Xi, if nothing else, a practical and smart operator, said, wait a minute. All this violence, which we're helping to stoke now, that's a pretext for an invasion. We'll just send 10, 20, 30,000 troops in, then all this bit-by-bit crap is over. Now we're in charge.
As the mainland's been saying, it's getting closer and closer to terrorism. And once we have terrorists in Hong Kong, we will have to take over.
We've got the pictures and videos at ArmstrongandGetty.com. That sports stadium filled with military vehicles is something.
The Manhattan Federal Detention Center staffers assigned to watch the accused sex criminal Jeffrey Epstein reportedly were sleeping for much of the time they were supposed to be guarding him.
Taking a nap.
And according to the New York Times, the two were supposed to check on him every 30 minutes. They were asleep. They didn't check on him for 3 hours, and now they're suspected of falsifying log entries to show they were indeed checking on inmates.
And imagine that.
And the only question is this the way they always did their job, which I think is very likely? Or did they just do it that one night I was asleep. Yeah, that's it. I falsified the record, so find me or something.
Yeah, that was the first time I ever tried it. I can't believe my bad luck. Yeah. No.
Never mind that new boat I just bought with the money he gave me. But I think that's just the way they did their job.
Right. We've gotten notes from corrections officers, prison guards, if you prefer, saying, oh, yeah, especially that, what's that first shift called? The graveyard shift, essentially. I said, guys sleep through that all the time.
Then wake up and sign the thing. Yeah, I did all the checks.
Yeah, I did my rounds. Well, you do your last rounds. Nobody's hanged themselves. Nobody's bloody. You know, everybody's more or less where they ought to be. And you say, yeah, I check them every hour like I'm supposed to.
And if somebody does hang themselves and they're not this guy, nobody cares anyway.
Well,
nobody pays any attention.
The two guards have been punished. They've been put on administrative leave.
Yeah, I'll be damned.
The warden has been temporarily reassigned to another facility. So the punishments have been handed out. Now, on another entirely different matter. Sports Illustrated celebrated the 150th season of college football by ranking the sport's top greatest mascots of all time.
The mascots.
I didn't think that.
Let me think about it.
Not what I thought was coming.
Let me think about it.
Yeah, don't shout it out. Let me think about it too. The greatest mascots of all time.
Yep. Living mascots or costumed mascots.
So you got your Philly Fanatic. That would be up there, I feel.
Well, this is college football.
College. Try to listen to the show.
Yeah. When is it on?
When is it on? Turn off his mic. Turn it off.
I'm thinking the Notre Dame Fighting Irish dude.
That was going to be mine. How about the USC Trojan?
That's pretty good.
Riding around on a horse.
But I do like your Syracuse Orange. I've always really liked that.
Not
as big a football program, obviously.
What about your various beasts? Who's got the Ram? Is that Army or Navy? Somebody had an actual... the Texas Longhorn. They used to have like a 2,000-pound bull there at the stadium until it went wild and gored people.
So what's our top five, Marshall?
All right, here they are. Coming in fifth place, it is Stanford University's tree. The Stanford tree is the band's mascot and the unofficial mascot of Stanford University. That comes in fifth place.
The tree.
And again, this is Sports Illustrated making these rankings. Then you do have the University of Texas, Austin's Bevo, the live longhorned steer. Louisiana State's Mike the Tiger, both live and costume mascots, come in third place. The second greatest college football mascot, and I know this one up close and personal, the University of Oregon's duck.
Oh, that's a good one.
Solid.
Yep. It's a duck.
Yes. And at the top of the heap, the University of Georgia's bulldog named Ugga comes in first.
It ought to be Chief Illiniwek of the University of Illinois, except they ended that because it was cultural appropriation.
So there you go, the top five. And that's your news. I'm Marshall.
A duck and a tree. Oh. Hope that tree doesn't come over here and kick our ass.
I'm Marshall Phillips of the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
Of course, the Stanford Marching Band and the cracking down on the Stanford Marching Band are both signs of the ruin of the great spirit that built this country, Jack.
Mm.
The great spirit.
You hate to ruin
the
our
freedom
spirit.
Of the duck, the solidity of the tree. These are symbols, my friends. Symbols. Plus a dog and a cow.
It's a good list.
And a tiger.
And a tiger.
Anyway, what about that wacky Ohio State Buckeye? That's a good-looking mascot. Nobody knows what a Buckeye is, but he got a big old round head. Looks like a man with an acorn for his head. Who wouldn't like that? Come on.
Yeah, no banana slugs. I think you had to be a big-time college football program. It sounded like that was part of the deal, like one of the biggest.
Yeah.
I got this CEO pay versus employee pay thing, but I don't know if I'm in the mood for it today.
Yeah.
It's good and it's interesting and it's worth talking about, but I just don't
know. It's nuanced. I want something jackhammer simple. Something even idiots could understand.
That is our wheelhouse.
I've got this list of wacky novelty moons.
Oh, yeah, you said that was really funny, and I want to hear that. I was very disappointed by the meteor shower. I went out into the field where it was pitch black as the inside of a dog out there, as Hemingway would say.
You know,
and I didn't see a single shooting star.
Judy and I went out and it was too damn bright. The moon was too bright.
Yeah, that was part of it.
Yeah.
Part of it, but yeah, I didn't see anything. Lying astronomers. I think because they were made fun of because they were super smart in high school, they're jerking us around with these moons and meteor showers.
Yeah. I tell you what, one of these full moons is the title of my upcoming horror movie, which will earn hundreds of millions at the box office.
Fantastic.
It's that good.
That's on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
It's Heidi Summers, health and wellness expert with your local health update. I get so many emails and calls about CBD, the incredible oil from the hemp plant that's being used to provide relief to millions for joint discomfort, inflammation, and nagging injuries. It's the most talked about alternative health breakthrough in years. The CBD product I always recommend comes from CBD Labs, the gold standard of CBD. CBD Labs oil goes to work fast to relieve your discomfort and deliver the results one thought nearly impossible without a prescription. This powerful oil is not marijuana and contains no THC, the ingredient that gets you high. Oh yeah, CBD Labs oil has also been used to help thousands get a great night's sleep. Don't be fooled by all the imitators. Call now and find out how to get a free bottle while supplies last.
To get your free bottle of CBD Labs CBD oil, call 800-605-8842. That's 800-605-8842. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-605-8842. 800-605-8842.
Hi, I'm Kathy Lee Gifford, and I've got a question for you. Have you ever tried Tackle? It's awesome. You and I are busy people, right? Sometimes we just need a little help with those annoying little chores around the house. But finding help can be more of a challenge than just doing it yourself. Not with Tackle. Tackle connects you with approved providers who can do all those things you don't have time to do, and they do it according to your schedule. It's a great way to make time for the more important things in your life. Go to Tackle.com or download the free Tackle app and look at the hundreds of available chores you can get done. You can find someone to help with things like mowing your yard, hauling off your junk, and pressure washing your patio. Tackle gives you fast help for small jobs. That's T-A-K-L, Tackle. Visit Tackle.com or download the Tackle app today.
Try the Tackle app today and use promo code TACKLE for 10% off your first job. Enter the promo code TACKLE, that's T-A-K-L, and get 10% off your first job.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReadingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. Spring is traditionally a time for home improvement projects. A new paint job is a great place to start. At Eagle Eye Painting, we handle interior, exterior, and cabinets. Plus, we offer minor repairs for drywall and dry rot. We are fully licensed, bonded, insured, and do residential and commercial painting. Please visit our website at danscottpainting.com and read the customer reviews. Then give us a call at 400-5152 to schedule a free estimate. We would love the chance to do a great job for you. Call us today, 400-5152, Eagle Eye Painting.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This is Carl Bott, and this year Linda and I are having a staycation at Holiday Harbor. Great facilities, boats, and of course the Harbor Cafe. Harbor Cafe is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Great food, beer, wine, and of course mimosas in the morning. Add that to the views of Lake Shasta, and there is no reason to go anywhere else. We love Holiday Harbor and the Harbor Cafe. That's a staycation every family will enjoy. Holiday Harbor.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. and once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
I saw it written and I saw it say, the finger moon is on its way.
Officials at Hong Kong International Airport suspended flights for the second day in a row after political protesters took over the terminal, and LaGuardia suspended flights after a rat was seen working at Cinnabon.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
That is funny.
I did like that joke.
Yeah, God. My daughter, Delaney, tells a funny story about flying into LaGuardia for the first time.
It is dingy.
It's striking. Yeah, she had to get from whatever it was, a Terminal A to Terminal B. And she couldn't figure out how, and she asked somebody, and they said, follow me. She goes down this long hallway, just the two of them, this employee and her. Come through here, he says. They walk through this door. He says, wait here. She's waiting there alone, like in the lobby between a door and a staircase. A few minutes later, the guy comes back with a few more people. All right, follow me. They go down this staircase. She's thinking, is this where I get killed? Is this how it ends? And they say, all right, come out here, wait. A bus is going to appear in about 5 minutes. And then the guy disappears. 5 minutes later, I'll be damned, there's a bus. Get on the bus. The guy says. Bus takes him to another door. Go in there. And she said, at no point did anybody explain what was going on or what. And everybody's like, I can't believe people need to get from Terminal A to effing Terminal B.
That's New York, though.
And, yeah. Finally, they said, all right, go up those stairs. And there she is in Terminal B. But it was like this weird ad hoc, you got to know somebody. He happens to know a guide. He's the descendant of the Algonquin Indians, and he knows how to. It's very weird. And there's rats working at Cinnabon. Jack, did you know that the moon is a sphere that travels once around the Earth every 27.3 days?
I didn't know it was 27.3.
I'd like to thank Ross for sending us this this fascinating piece of literature slash journalism. Most of the time, the full moon isn't perfectly full. We always see the same side of the moon, but part of it is in shadow. Only when the moon, Earth, and sun are perfectly aligned is the moon 100% full. And that alignment produces a lunar eclipse, which takes all the fun out of it. Once in a blue moon, that's when you have two full moons in a month.
Blue moon.
We came back with Nick Drake's classic Pink Moon, by the way, which was in like a VW ad at one point, wasn't it?
Yeah. Is that a real moon? Is that a moon?
A pink? Oh, are you kidding? Yes, it is. Absolutely. So you got a lot of different moon
pink
names.
Pink moon.
Including in North America, your January moon is the wolf moon. Then you got your snow moon, worm moon, pink moon.
Worm moon.
Flower moon. Strawberry moon. Buck moon. That was my name when I was at Hollywood Stuntman.
Buck moon?
Yeah. The sturgeon moon, the harvest moon, the hunter's moon, the beaver moon, known for its buck teeth and flat tail, and the cold moon. Most of those names, actually, I mentioned the Algonquin tribes. That's because they were on my mind. A lot of those names come from the Algonquins, for whatever reason. But there are moon nicknames from other cultures, too, including the Chinese moons, which have some very lovely names, including May's dragon moon. And my very favorite, the July full moon, the title of my horror thriller, Hungry Ghost Moon.
Mm-hmm.
something scary. Insert here. And China's also got the holiday moon. The budding moon, the sleepy moon, the dragon moon, the lotus moon, the harvest moon, the bitter moon, which is the one that shines in my skies 12 months a year. Well, let's see.
A Bitter Moon.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And some of these are just great album names. I'm going to use these for the next DFers album if we make one. Let's see. You got your Hay Moon, Buck Moon, Thunder Moon, Mead Moon, Grain Moon, Sturgeon Moon, Red Moon, Wort Moon, Corn Moon, Dog Moon. Dog Moon's not bad. Barley Moon, Harvest Moon, Corn Moon, Harvest Moon again. Hunter's Moon, Blood Moon, Hunter's Moon again. Beaver Moon. Oak Moon, Cold Moon, Long Night's Moon.
Do we at any point find out why so many different cultures decided they needed to name the moons?
I don't know, Sugar Moon. That's September's moon in some culture or another. Egg Moon, Fish Moon, Seed Moon, Pink Moon, Waking Moon. Let's see, anything else? The Honeymoon.
Oh, that's
an actual moon. Honeymoon. Yeah.
The Honeymoon.
Which is known for, you know.
It's sex.
Travel, drinking, and sex. Yeah. Exactly. Isn't that fascinating? I don't know why you have to name a moon, but... 'Tis the Harvest Moon, boy! So old people can yell at young people, I guess, in October in New England. Well, it's a full moon, Dad. 'Tis the Harvest Moon! Yeah, all right, because what? Harvest is going on? I could have figured that out. What do you call that one when the worms come out of the ground? That's the Worm Moon, boy! All right.
Why do you keep pointing at me when you say this?
Yes, so what do you call gnarled finger at
me? What do you call the moon when it's time to put the seeds in the ground?
That's a seed moon! Seed moon, you young jackass!
So I'm starting to get the hang of how you name the moons then.
Right, the wolf moon. The wolf moon, that's exciting. Oh, you know, I meant to talk about the family almost eaten by wolves. They're on a camping trip. We're told over and over, you don't have to worry about wolves. Wolves don't attack people. These people are practically eaten alive.
Wow.
Maybe we'll tell you that tomorrow.
Cool.
It is now my incredible privilege to present
Final Thoughts with
these morons,
Armstrong and Getty.
Thank you, President Trump. Here's your host, Joe Getty.
What an honor. Thank you, sir. Let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew to round out the day. It's Positive Sean, producer. Final thought?
Yeah, for apropos of nothing, stocks go down faster than they go up, but they go up more than they go down.
So, Michelangelo, pushing all the buttons in the control room. Final thought for us.
Well, as you know, I don't have a cell phone today, but luckily I was able to text my girlfriend with the stapler in the studio, and I used a hole puncher to send out a tweet. This goes back to that story where the girl, you know, used the refrigerator.
Yes. Those who enjoyed that really enjoyed that.
Yeah. Very niche audience.
He's the dean of radio newsman, Marshall Phillips. Marsh?
Well, I got to tell you, where I live, it is going to be really super hot today. So I've decided this afternoon I'm going to go to the Raven Social and Athletic Club Cooling Center and relax.
Excellent.
Okay, and people will be seeing an elderly moon.
Jack, you have a final thought you'd like to share.
We got this text. I've been to China. I'm over 6'2", and those Chinese guards were looking me in the eye. So those guys are not your typical 5'4 Chinese man. They are. They get extra big guys to be your Chinese guards.
Oh, yeah. And when that paramilitary group swoops in, yikes. We'll keep an eye on it. In what officials at Parks Canada are calling a very rare incident, a gang of wolves attacked a New Jersey couple. Oh! And their two children.
Ow! It's a wolf! Look at this! Look at this here! I'm getting eaten by wolves over here! Ow!
They're visiting the National Park in Banff with two Fs early Friday. A fellow camper came to their aid and frightened off the wolves.
Banff is awesome. One of my favorite trips I've ever taken in my life.
Never been.
Worth the drive.
Mountainous?
Yes.
What kind of moons they got there in Canada? They got the Beaver Moon.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
Look at that, kids. That's a Beaver Moon. You only see that in Canada. So many people, so little thing. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. We have all sorts of good clicks for you, articles and books and stuff we reference. Plus, you can email us, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. If there's something we ought to be talking about, send it along.
We'll see you tomorrow. We are contractually obligated, so we will be here to inform you for 4 hours. See you tomorrow. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say what that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That sucks.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good. And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard words.
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown.
Their faith,
I use you.
Their family and their health are the most important.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.